Joe and Alex Show on radio now. Let's get into the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's fourth baby arrived last week, and they have announced the little guy's name, Psalm. Kim says Psalm is the spitting image of his sister, Chicago. The name could be a nod to West's recent success with his Sunday service. Future gave his son, baby Future, a Rolex for his...
I saw that video.
Yeah, he gave it to him for his fifth birthday, 5 years old. Future posted a video of his son getting the gift, and his reaction was just, thanks. This reminds me of an avocado. Yeah. Thanks. He posted the video to social media, and fans were quick to question why he would give his five-year-old son such an extravagant gift.
Just because you can, right?
Right. Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost are getting married. Is that it or Jost?
Jost, I believe.
Okay.
Which blew my mind when I saw that. I'm like, excuse me? How did he get her?
Well, they've been dating for a while. They've been actually dating for 2 years. And now they're and then they got engaged. No wedding date has been set yet. This will be the first marriage for the Saturday Night Live star, while it will be Scarlett's third. Scarlett Johansson had also been married to actor Ryan Reynolds for just over 2 years, from September 2008 to December 2010. In a 2017 interview with Playboy, Scarlett Johansson opened up about her views on romance and why she's even skeptical about monogamy. She said, I think the idea of marriage is very romantic. It's a beautiful idea, and the practice of it can be a very beautiful thing, but I don't think it's natural to be a monogamous person. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has been canceled after 17 years in syndication. The long-running game show, which was a phenomenon in its initial network run on ABC and has aired in syndication since 2002, will end after its current season. The Bachelor's Chris Harrison has hosted the show since 2015. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is averaging about 2.24 million viewers this season, in the middle of the pack for syndicated shows as a whole, but well beyond behind top game shows like Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, and Family Feud. Those all draw like 9.5 million daily viewers. So you can see how bad Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is going.
I was so bummed. The guy that's still winning on Jeopardy right now, he actually did really well on that show before. But my wife, Lindsay, just applied to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Aww.
Because you could actually usually make more money easier, because Jeopardy split it.
Family Feud or something else?
I don't know how good she'd be at Family Feud, but I'm like, we need to.
She needs like hardcore trivia.
She needs nerd stuff. She needs to do it herself. And yeah.
I'd be good at
Wheel
Family
of Fortune
Feud.
Maybe would be fun. Maybe she'd be good at figuring out Wheel of Fortune.
It's weird how her brain works, but yeah,
also,
get on there, do something.
Would she be good at Survivor, Amazing Race? No?
She says she'd be good at Amazing Race. I think she would be. I would suck at it.
I'd go with her.
She wants to do it with her brother, Travis. They've been talking about it for years. It's not an insult to you. Would you do Amazing Race, Alex?
Absolutely freaking not.
I would do it. With one of my old friends. Porkchop, I'm sorry.
For like a year, the casting people from Big Brother tried to get me to do Big Brother, but I was not.
Well,
I didn't think I'd be
different.
Good at that.
Big Brother is different than Amazing Race. I think I would be really good at Amazing Race. I think if me and Porkchop ever were to do that, I would get charged for murder because I would strangle him.
Only show, like, I could totally see you, Alex, actually doing Big Brother, because you'd have to sit on your butt. That's all you do in Big Brother.
I've never watched it, but everything is a psychological mind game. Like, you have to be skilled at manipulating
and
other people.
You're way too paranoid.
Yeah, you
she
are.
She would freak out.
Yeah.
I went out of the house now!
Ariana Grande got into full astronaut mode during a NASA Space Center visit. She dressed up as an astronaut as she performed her song NASA to a sold-out crowd. She posted videos to her story with the caption, "Thank you for the coolest day of my life, NASA. My mind is still processing and devouring every second of what just happened, but I can't wait to share more. What a special day and experience. Thank you so, so, so much for your generosity and for showing my friends and I around." Coming up in less than an hour, this actor was dropkicked at an event.
What?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.